And then when we've just about given up strength because our arms are about to fall off because we have nothing left, we are spent, we are exhausted, suddenly He comes in the fourth watch. That's the first thing. Second thing I want you to notice about this is that when He arrived, when He arrived, it did not bring a sense of peace to the disciples, did it? They didn't say, oh, there's Jesus. Well, thank God He finally showed. Wondering when you were going to get here. They didn't say, oh, there's the Lord, the lover of my soul. How sweet it is as He comes to us walking on the waves. Did they? They were like, "Wah! It's a ghost! I thought we were in trouble then. Why we're in trouble now? We're all going to die." They were terrified. We somehow get this impression that when Jesus shows up on the scene, it makes everything warm and fuzzy. What was it? Yeah. We get this impression that when the Prince of Peace comes, it always comes with a wave of peace. That sounds very nice, but it ain't Bible. Oftentimes, when Jesus shows up, it's scary. It rocks our world. We're like, Jesus, come, Jesus, come, Jesus. Whoa! Wasn't expecting that. They were terrified. That's not the only time. On the Mount of Transfiguration, when the Lord was magnified before them and He shone like the glory of the sun, it says they were greatly afraid. They were not just afraid, they were greatly afraid. Many of the miracles that He did, when they saw them, it caused them to be afraid. When He rose from the dead and appeared to them, it says they were greatly afraid. They thought they were seeing a spirit. When John saw Him in the book of Revelation in His glory, he fell down at His feet like a dead man. He was a frightening, terrifying, awesome, glorious appearance. When Jesus shows up, sometimes it will rock your world. Now, the disciples had the Word of God. They could have looked in the book of Job. And it says right there in the book of Job, Job 9:8. He alone spreads out the heavens and does what? Did it put up there? Oh, never mind. He alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. Son of a gun. It's right there in the Old Testament. But I tell you this, it's one thing to read something in a book safely from a distance while you're sitting in your lazy boy recliner. It's another thing when that word suddenly comes to life in front of your face and you are in the midst of the manifest presence of God. We like to keep Jesus at a safe arm's distance. But when Jesus shows up, like it says in Malachi, who shall abide in the day of His coming? It'll rock your world. He's good, but He's not safe. Now, let's face it. It ain't natural for folks to walk on water. It just doesn't happen. You can go sit down at the city docks in Annapolis all day long. You ain't going to see nobody walking across the water. It is not natural. When you see that, it looks unnatural. It looks weird. It looks freakish. It's like, what in the world is that? And the only reason we don't freak out at this story is because we've been raised on it. Since we were kids, we heard the story. Jesus walks on water. Have you guys heard this since you were kids? We've heard it so much, we're used to it. But if we actually ever saw it happening, it would just blow our minds. It might just creep us out. But that's okay, because the first thing He says to them is, it's all right, don't be afraid, it's Me. Be of good cheer. Do not be afraid, it is I, it is Me. So rest and rejoice. in the fact that Jesus sees us and that He also will come to us, even if He comes to us in a way that stretches our faith. And let me tell you this, He often comes to us in a way that stretches our faith. He doesn't come to us in the little box that we had set out for Him. Jesus, please come, and here's the box you can come in. I already prepared it for you. It's already got your name on it. It's right out on the front step. When you show up, get in the box and knock on the door, and I'll know it's you. He doesn't come that way. He's not that kind of Jesus. He busts that box wide open. He is so out of the box. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Isn't that what He says? He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not." Everybody say not. Not. They are not your ways. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts and my ways higher than your ways. I don't fit in your box. The heaven of heavens cannot contain me. How much less the little box that you have so nicely set out on the steps for me to sit in when I arrive. So if His thoughts are not our thoughts and His ways are not our ways, why is it that we think He's going to show up in a way that we expect or that we demand? But we do, don't we? Wasn't looking for that. That can't be God. I didn't order that. It's the wrong color. But the wild thing is this. Even when He comes in an unexpected way, and this is wild. Are you ready for this? Are you sure? This is I'm going to say something dangerous. Are you sure you want to hear this? Because now you're responsible. Even when He comes to us in an unexpected way, He then invites us to join Him where He is. He doesn't just come and sit down with us. He may, but often He comes and then says, "Come to me." He invites us to join Him. That's point number three. Jesus invites us to join Him. He invites us to step out in faith and step into the ways that may be new to us and may stretch us a lot. Now, Mark didn't capture everything. Each of the Gospels brings its own little flavor. And in the Gospel of Matthew, when we look at the same incident, Matthew adds something about this. And here's what he says. Matthew 14:28. Here's an additional detail to the story. "And Peter," as he comes walking to them on the water, and you're probably familiar with this also, "and Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.'" Verse 29, "So he said, 'Come.'" What did he say? Come. Wow. You remember last week we said the disciples were always trying to send folks away. "Leave the master alone. Don't bother him. Go away. Don't bother me now. He's busy." But Jesus was always inviting people to come. 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 "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Whosoever will, let him come and drink the waters of life." Disciples always trying to send folks away. Jesus is always telling people to come, and it's no different here. "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." So Jesus invites Peter to step out in faith and join him in doing something he has never, ever done before. New territory. And Scripture says when Peter had come down out of the boat, he did what? Walked on the water. Wow. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was what? Afraid. He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Wow, that was so cool. I didn't know you had it in you, Peter. I just want to encourage you, brother. Man, it was a little ways, but you got a little bit now. Maybe next time you can go further. I am so impressed by your faith. Man, that was great. You make me so proud. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, I'm sorry, man. I like Peter. I'm like, dude, man, I'd have never gotten out of that boat. I'd have been clutching the rails, man. I'd have been pushing, whoever, Matthew and the other guy in front of me saying, "You go first. I ain't gone. I'll wait to see how you guys make out." I would have been impressed with Peter. I'd have been like cheering and clapping and saying, "Dude, look at this guy." But here's the thing, and I know you've probably heard this before. As long as he had his eyes on Jesus, he was okay. But as long as his eyes were on the storm, he got scared and he began to sink. It sounds, we've heard it so many times, it sounds so easy, but it's so hard to do. Because we want to react. We do. We get hurt. We get emotional. Our emotions get in the way. We want to react. And God wants us to be in that stillness of His sovereign presence and remember that He is God. Nothing takes Him by surprise. He has a plan for us. We are not subject to the random attacks of nature and the enemy. We are secure in our Father's love. And He wants us to walk from that perspective, to live and dwell in the stillness of the assurance of the security of our God. As long as Peter's eyes were on Jesus, he was walking on the water. When he allowed his natural eyes, when he looked with his natural eyes, he moved from faith to fear. Instead of allowing the eyes of his Spirit. Do you know what I mean by that? The eyes of your spirit? Instead of allowing the eyes of His Spirit to dwell on Jesus and see Him for who He is and rest in the security of who our God is and move Him from fear to faith. Your natural eyes will take you from faith to fear like that. But the eyes of your spirit can move you from that quicksand of fear into the security and rock solidness of faith. Now, as much as you guys admire Peter at all for getting out of the boat? Anybody? I'm impressed. As much as I admire the dude for getting out of the boat, Jesus says that's not enough, that he has more in store for us.